It's time for the Milwaukee Economy Briefing, where we dive into the latest trends and insights shaping our city's business landscape. To help explain the trends and the news is MMAC President Dale Coinga on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Good afternoon, Dale.
Good afternoon.
All right, we want to start with the news that everybody in Wisconsin's talking about. It is the campaign finance situation with Sarah Rodriguez. You ran many successful campaigns. I'm so interested to talk to you because you ran successful campaigns. You lived in this world of campaign finance. You're a CPA. Let's start with the campaigns part of this, Dale. As a guy who raised and reported money, are you surprised that she didn't have multiple sets of eyes on this or didn't seem, if you believe her, to know about this for months?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard to swallow that she wasn't aware of this months ago. I mean, most candidates, and this is the way I did it, is that I would sit down on almost a daily basis. It's like, okay, who donated today? What do we spend our money on? Where are we at? Because, you know, especially when you're at a statewide race and you can't knock on every door, is the only way you can figuratively knock on doors is by using money to have your face on the television or have your face on social media or put your letter in their mailbox. And so that cash is your indication as far as how you can reach voters with your message. And that should be a daily conversation. So it's sloppy. I mean, it's not good for Sarah because it's not only about that finance report, but what people are going to do is they're going to say, hey, you want to be a leader of a $80 billion budget. How can you manage that budget if you can't manage your campaign finance report? And so that's the question being posed. Now, obviously, Hong has the same issue to a little bit different extent with the credit card issue that she just paid off from her business day. So,
yeah, and Barnes with his taxes back in the day.
Yeah, it's a lot of folks saying I want to manage the budget who have had some pretty significant budget issues that have been pretty public themselves. So not good. It's probably going to be tough for her to raise money now because if you're calling around asking donors for money, they're going to say, well, what did you do with the previous money I gave you? The report hasn't been corrected yet, and it could be corrected at any time. So it's going to be interesting and painful to watch how this all unfolds.
Joel Brennan says it's disqualifying. You know Joel Brennan. Do you agree with him?
I don't want to stay in my position if it's disqualifying or not. I think it's something that voters need to take into consideration. And at the end of the day, there's some disqualifying things in our perspective from a lot of different candidates as far as positions on some of the issues that are very important to the business community, such as support for charter schools, support for the private voucher program. And so it's something that voters should obviously consider. But, you know, I always say Jesus isn't running. Is when you're talking about these races, almost every candidate's going to have a flaw here and there. And so voters are going to have to decide if this is a disqualifying flaw. And of course, Joe Brennan's going to say that because Joe Brennan wants to be Democratic governor, and that's the Democratic nominee. And you know, I'd say in Joel's defense, Joel's actually, you know, he knows how to manage a budget. He's done the state budget himself. He's done the city budget. And so, you know, I think his comments are definitely to be considered. But I personally wouldn't say that one issue alone was maybe disqualifying. I think voters have to decide that for themselves.
So she's basically by midnight tonight is going to have to redo January reports too, right, Dale?
Well, I don't know about the deadline. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be fines, there's going to be fees and other things the longer this report goes out there. But they need to fix this report as soon as possible. I'm sure they have, I hope they have an army of finance and accountants looking over this now to go back and follow the cash statements and see where the cash went to figure out what cash is there now. And also, where did the money go? Why was it so drastically short of what they thought? So hopefully they get that resolved and they get transparency to see where they're at, and that happens shortly.
So this just in, Channel 12's Matt Smith says that Rodriguez is now scheduled to go up on TV tomorrow, and he has a copy of what the ad is. and it's attacking Francesca Hong. It doesn't really show Rodriguez at all. It says, that's Francesca Hong, too liberal for Wisconsin. So do you think that that gives Francesca a little bit of another leg up?
I don't know how to read that, because, I mean, you also got to consider, we were talking about, you know, people are focused on Sarah Rodriguez's campaign and the money that she has. You have to remember, in these campaigns, a lot of the money, and some, in fact, in a lot of places, the majority of the money is coming from third-party groups. And so a lot of the money you'll see in these campaigns aren't going to the candidates' individual campaign accounts. They're from third-party groups that often sometimes don't even identify themselves. They may be Washington, D.C. based. And so that's the strategy. I mean, I think that there are some moderate Democrats that see Sarah Rodriguez as the more moderate of the choices out there that has a chance of winning. And so whether it be Sarah's donations that she may have got the money now to do that ad buy, or maybe it's third-party groups that are putting money out there on Sarah's behalf, there are folks who say this is not disqualifying because they're really, really anxious to have a moderate or more moderate Democrat come out of this campaign. And in their assessment, they see Sarah as more moderate than Barnes or Hong. But also, you know, Joel Brennan is also someone who has more of a pro-business mentality, and there'll be folks that are supporting Joel Brennan in this. And Joel Brennan hasn't got tons of attention. His name identity is pretty low when you look at that. But maybe this all changes things where people are looking around saying, okay, who else is out there? And maybe Joel has a chance.
All right, hey, let's change the subject here. You are in charge of the most important business advocacy group in our city. And we wanted to get your take on the Journal Sentinel poll that showed readers prefer 794 stay in place. This comes the same day that three aldermen came out and they said, no, we disagree with the mayor. We got to tear it down. What did the poll show?
Well, only a third of polls, the people that responded to the poll thought it was a good idea to tear it down. The other two thirds said either do a hybrid or replace it as is. And I've talked to probably 100 businesses on this, and 98 of them said, do not tear 794 down. And it's one of those issues where I don't want to be too lengthy on all the issues here. But if you really study the bridge has to go over the river, that bridge has to go up and down to allow boats, and what that would do to back up traffic all the way on to the interstate, which would not be safe. It would not be convenient to get downtown. There are multiple pedestrian, cycling, safety issues. And so the cost of tearing it down and doing street level would be astronomical. So the business community agrees with the vast majority of respondents to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel poll that the mayor's position makes tremendous sense. And I would not see that the state would go forward with a plan that the mayor was opposed to.
Hey, let's end with something a little bit fun, Dale. Lakefront Brewery named one of the top U.S. breweries in America. This is pretty cool stuff.
It is cool. And you know where Dale and Jennifer Coinga celebrated their wedding reception? It was at Lakefront Brewery.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We just celebrated 20 years. So that was a while ago when they did weddings.
Wow.
But I remember, you know, Jennifer's originally from Illinois. I'm originally from the Chicagoland area. So it was 20 years ago when most of the folks that came to our wedding were from the Illinois area, and then my military friends that came around the country. And I remember they got here and they're like, this place is awesome, which led to like, this city is awesome. So as always, I'm just adding my little personal touch to a great story that Lakefront Brewery has been recognized as one of the top U.S. breweries, and so proud of Russ over there, my tall friend Russ, and what they have built over there, and the vibe and the great brew. And we're truly the Brewer City, not only because of great, stable companies that we've had for over 100 years, like Miller Coors, which we're also super proud of. We're also proud of breweries like Lakefront Brewery, that if you do the tour, they will say that they spill more, that the big breweries spill more beer in a day than they brew in a year. And it's just great recognition of not only Lakefront Brewery, but Milwaukee and our entire brewery scene.
14th brewer, number 14 on the list in all of America. This is really cool stuff. They cite the tour. They cite the product.
Yeah. Well, they're number one in Jennifer and I's book.
I love that, Dale. That's such a great Milwaukee story. Dale Coinga is the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you. Have a great day.